Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, September 9th, 2012, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I am your hostess, Sandra London, of toliveandgrindinla.com, broadcasting to you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. I'll start out tonight's episode with the song VIP by K. Morrow.
Quels sont les plans? Le bar de soirée haute couture en tout dément. Signer ton ego, mais à l'ancienne, la fille du bas de VIP. Prépare le champagne, chocolat en montagne. Je décolle d'ici, je saute dans un full sous top class. Tout est en bonne place pour mes people. Je tape la grande classe. Pose pour les flashs à l'entrée. Signe quelques papiers. Tu poses un cas dans le creux d'un décolleté. Alors on peut commencer. Demoiselle, voulez-vous m'accompagner? Viens me rejoindre au VIP. Où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements dentés, leur corps qui brille. VIP. Que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem, mais leur corps qui brille. VIP. Si les femmes sont belles, qu'elles dansent à l'ancienne, c'est plus belle et bien au VIP. Dans le VIP. Tout se passe comme je veux et c'est parfait. Tout le monde dans la place est en feu et c'est carré. Pop the Chris and let's pop it again. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, si les anges de jour deviennent diables la nuit, c'est que les histoires d'un jour sont normales aujourd'hui. Lady dance, bouge dans tous les sens. À l'affût des regards, Lady s'en fout de ce que les gens pensent. On est là pour ça, pour les autres, c'est un show live. Entre toi et moi, personne d'autre n'a la même drive. Jack, XO et un bon petit cubain, c'est la good life. Et on verra demain. Viens me rejoindre au VIP. Où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements dentés et leur corps qui brille. VIP. Que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem et leur corps qui brille. VIP. Si les femmes sont belles, qu'elles dansent à l'ancienne, c'est qui belle et bien au VIP. Dans le VIP. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, lève mon verre à ma santé à la tienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, viens me rejoindre au VIP. Où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements dentés et leur corps qui brille. VIP. Que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem.
Back with you.
That was Azatron with the song Edge of the Night. I found that song on musicalley.com, and the artist, Aza Jurgensen, she's from Stockholm, Sweden. She is the singer, and she performs in that song, and she's been playing since the 80s. So I hope you enjoyed that. I opened up the chat room line thing box on my within my studio, so now I see Naked Girls Radio has joined me. So anybody listening in, if you'd like to join in as well, just head on over to playtimewithsandra.com. That will bring you to the show on your computer, and you can also chat with us, Mike. Let me give you one more song really quick, and I'll be right back with you. Should be having an interview this evening with Petey Green, who is featured on nakedgirlsradio.com. So I'm going to go ahead and play one of his songs right now for you. And I will pick, I just had it 2 seconds ago. I'll do Sexy Woman. That sounds good. Yes, I'll do that one. Here we go.
Cheer. Lights off. Oh boy. Yeah. I felt like it.
Mike Moolah Productions.
And how do you drink? And you feel at the bottom, but you can't see it. And the night moves at the fire, and she's slowly tripping. And she's riding on me.
Okay,
I'm at the spot and I'm feeling good. I ain't worried about my problems, left them in the hood. Now I'm popping up with Shody and she's slipping slow. And she asked me, yo, your boy, to take it to the flow. So we do a little dance and it's really strange. Cause she got me wanting to get deeper in the brain. Sex is on her mind and I can feel it too.
Mike,
I
want to
do the same thing that you want to do. Safe, ain't so you do be crazy. And they always have a life, they know what to do with a lady. I told her, I can get deep up in her walls. Let me feel like time stop, make her heart pause. Now she's grabbing on me crazy. Telling me how she wanna have my baby. You know what Petey Green, that nigga 5'9".
Mike,
you
think I'm
gonna
say
I go black. And we're chilling at the bottom, but you said we went home. And the night moves gets the fire, and she's slowly kicking. And she's dancing, riding on me.
Mike,
she likes the way I whisper in her ear.
straight to the point, making everything clear. She's my personal video vixen. Over by the stove, we have sex in the kitchen. And I bet the neighbors know my name if they listening. I think she need her medicine. I fill up her prescription. Let's make a decision to leave here together. I bet it. I'll make your whole life even better. The leather's so strong on the couch in my hideout. You about to find out exactly what I'm about. My conversation stimulates her mind and I'll let her hit the switch to try to calm her down. She's screaming, I feel her body calling out. In that teeny weeny lingerie, top top pop out. How many different flavors do they come in? Wow.
Mike and Mira Production.
I'm chilling at the bottom, bunch of sexy women. And I'm not even good for fire, and she's slowly tipping. And she's dancing, whining on me. Asking what it's gonna be. Wait till later, you see what I'm drinking. And we're chilling at the bottom, bunch of sexy women. And I'm not even good for fire, and she's slowly tipping. And she's whining on me.
Mike and Mula Productions.
That was the song Sexy Woman by Petey Green featuring King Biazi and Cheech Marley. Hope you enjoyed that up there. I just wanted to give a quick congratulations to Serena Williams for winning her fourth U.S. Open title. She played against Victoria Azarenka earlier today. I was just waking up, actually, when I saw the last set, and yeah, it was really cool to see how happy she was and how, I don't know, she had quite a match before her. Azarenka is, I don't know if she's been ousted completely, but she was the number one women's tennis player in the world, but it was a great match. I enjoyed watching that. Second, let's see. Oh, okay, there's two different things that I have. One was like a top 10 list of the highest paid hip-hop artists of the past year. I have the top 10 list. I'll go through that in just a second. And then I also was going to update anyone on a few of the highlights of the VMAs, the MTV VMAs. So I guess I'll start out with that Forbes list. It was Forbes who compiled the list from May until May, May 2011 until May 2012. And most people who are big fans of hip-hop would expect for Jay-Z to be in the number one slot this year, but he was, in fact, bested by none other than Dr. Dre, who takes the number one spot. He actually made $110 million in the past year for largely because of his he started working with oh my goodness, where's the group? He made speakers and branded those and did really well and was offered, I got to bring it back up, I think $400 million, some sort of share. Darn it. I have to find the original article. I'll get back to you on that part, but a large part of his success over the past year had to do with that speaker set branding thingamajig. Number two is P. Diddy with $45 million, thanks to a share of his profits from Diego's Ciroc Vodka. Number three is Jay-Z with $37 million. let's see, and more than half of his earnings are from ownership stakes in the cosmetics company Carol's Daughter, the Brooklyn Nets, and a joint venture with battery maker Duracell. Number four, Kanye West, $35 million, with his Watch the Throne album with Jay-Z and his forthcoming tour with Lil Wayne. Number five is Lil Wayne himself, at $27 million. I love that guy. He's awesome. The Carter, number 4, and his Chuck Sit closing line, and his Mountain Dew partnership. Number 6 is Drake, who's part of the same label as Lil Wayne, with $20.5 million. Number 7 is Brian Birdman Williams, with $20 million, who is the Cash Money co-founder. Number 8 is Nicki Minaj, with $15.5 million, in part due to her endorsements with Kodak and Pepsi. Number 9, Eminem, with $15 million, who made his money largely due to music alone and back copies of his recordings. And number 10 is Luda, Ludacris, with $12 million, with his with the partnership with Conjure Cognac, his headphone line, and his voiceovers for Radio Shack. I was not aware of that. I need to hear these. That's kind of cool. And his movie roles. So congratulations to the top 10. And yeah, that's pretty sweet. Endorsements are the way to go these days. And I guess this past year was a lot better than previous years, where the last time that, I don't know, the top earners had ever topped that was in 2008. So it's starting to get a boost nowadays, largely with these endorsements and things like that. So, yes, take notes. I'll be back with you with some of the VMA highlights and some more news, and then I will give Petey Green a telephone call, and we can have this interview, and fun time, erotica, all these things. I just recently published Pink Cookies on the website, liveandgrindinla.com, and I will do a live reading for you, either just before or just after my interview with Petey Green. In the meanwhile, please check out the song called So Official by Reason.
Yeah, Reason. You ever had that girl that drives you crazy? So official, so fine.
Oh, oh, yeah. She's so bad, I feel she's driving crazy. Little mama got a mean walk. I mean shoe game. I've been trying to hold on. I want your body, babe.
Sitting in the Chevy, paper and filter tips. BB is the dress, her shoes ridiculous. Her lips like licorice, her clutch is alligator. Prada eyewear, so she don't see them haters. I love her hair, I love her tight skirt. I see her everywhere, her body tight work. She drive a Maserati with the top back. She got her own cash, now how you top that? She tall, black, thick and so fine. You so official, girl, it's your time. Stay on my mind, in your lingerie. Buy some tickets, baby, so we can fly away.
I've been trying to play cool. I can't take no more. Ooh, baby, let me hold you. It's so deep inside you. You can't take no more. Let the stroke control. Mama got me on. Your body's so official. Official.
Round 2, not round 3. I please you, and then you'll please me. The way you tease me, keep my mind alert. The way you work me out, your body bound to hurt. Take off that silky dress, keep the heel strap. That's Marvin Gaye, bring that song back. Now just relax, cause I'll handle this. We ain't no amateurs, this gon' get scandalous. Just one kiss, you gon' lose control. The way you move your hips, the way you softly moan. In my bed at home, we got the neighbors knocking. Feeling very freaky, we got the cameras watching. Till the sun come, I'm gonna keep you wet. Exercise your body, have you dripping sweat. If nothing else, we could have each other. Bodies pressed together, underneath the covers. I'll be your lover, you'll be my freak. The way I touch you, put her to sleep. Can't even eat, can't even think. She my water, homie, I need to take a drink.
I've been trying to pray to you. I can't take no more. Ooh, baby, let me hold you. It's so deep inside you. You can't take no more. Let the stroke control you. Oh, mama got me on one. Your body's so official. Official.
I feel you jerking, that means it's pressure working. This little bit of hurting is the deluxe version. You ain't a virgin, but that makes it better. How many girls I've had? Baby, you get wetter. Promise you forever, but I will be lying. All the girls I meet, all the planes I'm flying. This is life to me, this is reality. If I'm on one, then you on me.
I've been trying to play cool. Can't take no more. Ooh, baby, let me hold you. It's so deep inside you. You can't take no more. Let the stroke control you. Oh, mama got me on. Your body's so official. Official.
That was Reason with the song So Official. I found that on musicalley.com, and he is based out in Miami. Lovely town. Like it quite a bit. Okay. I'll just go ahead and that first part that was like mangled about Dr. Dre. Yes, he has a speaker's line that is that accounts for more than Beats by Dre. Sorry, now sells more than half of the country's premium headphones, and they start at $100 a piece. And he collected over 100 million pre-tax when his handset maker HTC paid $300 million for a 51% stake in his company last year. And so he officially has $110 million in pre-tax earnings. Okay, so for the VMAs, real quick, I missed them. I didn't get to watch them. I don't even know if I was aware that they were on until after the fact, so poo on me. But anyway, they were held at the Staples Center here in Los Angeles, California. And let's see, One Direction, they scored pretty big. They claimed 3 Moon Man trophies and performed their song One Thing. Gabby Douglas, the lovely, illustrious, uber-flexible gymnastics queen, she showed off her gymnastics prowess, and the Fierce Five actually introduced Alicia Keys as she performed her song Girl on Fire in tribute to those lovely ladies. And let's see, Best New Artist, Best Pop Video, and Most Share-Worthy were those Moon Men that were given to One Direction, bestowed upon them. Rihanna won Video of the Year for We Found Love, and she opened the show with the We Found Love / Cockiness Ensemble, and Taylor Swift ended it with We Are Never Getting Back Together. Best Hip-Hop Video went to Drake. Best Male Video went to Chris Brown for Turn Up the Music. And who's this? Oh, Green Day. Green Day performed Let Yourself Go, and they also set the record for most VMA performances ever done. So there you go. What else? There was like an earthquake a couple of days ago. I was awake during that. I was sitting up at my dining room table and like just jerked forward. And just before that, I kept like hearing weird random things like on top of the kitchen counters, and like, what's going on? but apparently it was the second earthquake in the West Los Angeles area in the past week. This was a 3.7. The one before was a 3.6, or vice versa. But either way, no injuries were reported and only moderate or mild damage. Let's see. What's the other thingy? oh, yes. Hold on. Let me grab it real quick. As some of you are aware, I often find bear stories rather amusing. And apparently, they're at it again, going buck wild all over Los Angeles. Another bear was just found wandering onto the 210 freeway. I don't know what gets into them, but they were able to get a hold of him and subdue him in Montrose, California, and it's just weird. I need to know why they want to do that. Like, the highway is not that safe, yo. Maybe we should let them know. What do you think? Anyway, well, there's some more stuff. I'm going to compile it. I printed out a few different news stories, but now they're all in paper-clipped separations amongst themselves. So let me, plod through those a little bit, but I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333, and I will play the song Stones by Ray Lazarek. Here you go.
Because you said you stocking just sexy?
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
Do you?
Absolutely. I think.
And what do you smoke?
Cigarettes.
What brand?
Oh, Marlboro.
Ding, 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 ding. That's so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, we're two peas in a pod, because so do I.
We should smoke together forever.
Very forward of you, mister. You called me in. What did you want to see me about, other than this forever business?
Well, I love the dress. I think it's very pretty. But I see those stockings that you're wearing, and I just kind of wonder how high up they go.
Oh, to the heavens. To the Valley of Eden.
Wow. I've never been there. They tell me it's nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're missing out, buddy.
Maybe you can show me what the heavens look like.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Please?
Please? I got you don't sound convincing enough.
Okay.
I need to hear the real.
Okay.
I'm begging and pleading, mister.
Do you want to see a grown man cry?
Again?
Ouch.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, here it goes.
Let me know.
Please. Please take off the dress. I'm begging.
No bueno. Not good at all.
Take off the goddamn.
Try harder.
Okay. Do it for the people. For the people that are watching. Because
well, first, for them to see it, you got to be convincing enough. You got to make me want to do it. I'm not convinced right now. I'm waiting.
If I had $1 million, I'd go put it in the bank, come back and tell you, hey, I got $1 million in the bank. Now, can I see your stockings?
You know. What's that got to do with me? Are
you nothing.
In my
just,
bank account?
I'm just happy because I have
$1 million. How much of that is going in my bank account?
I'll give you half.
And you'll sign to that?
Mm-hmm. But first.
You're on. No more. Let's start. Quite the flight. Cabin room, definitely. I thought you were going to get me in first class, buddy. What happened? Okay, well, I guess it's me and you. Hello, sir.
Well, hello, young lady. Where did you come from?
Oh. Just a long, long flight. I'm a little tired, but I'm here. I made it.
First class.
First class, indeed. For most of the flight, I ended up getting booted out. Being a bit naughty. But I guess we can go forward with our negotiation.
Okay. Did you bring the stockings? I see you're wearing them, actually.
Yes, sir.
That's more than that bargain.
Really? Oh, well, they go on forever. And ever. And ever.
They look very nice.
So, where are we heading?
To heaven.
Oh, I'm taking you there. Is that it?
I'm counting on it.
Count me in. All I need is the briefcase.
Okay. Half a million, like we talked about.
Awesome. Well, let's get started, shall we? You ready? I am. Oh, yeah, baby.
That was Stockings and Bonds, part 1 and 2 of the Stockings and Bonds trilogy. I'll go ahead and play one more song, and then I will dial up Sir Petey Green, and we will have this chat. So please enjoy this next song. It's called Une Femme Like You. I've been trying to play this song on several different episodes, and I finally am able to play it. I actually ended up buying the whole album, so that song, VIP, at the top of the hour, this is from that same gentleman, K. Morrow, Une Femme Like You. Here you go.
Yes! Come on!
That was K Morrow with the song Une Femme Like You. Okay, I'll go ahead and give a call to Mr. Petey Green. Bring up my phone box right here. Okay, here we go.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail
box
that has not been set up yet.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Dismissed. Okay, well, that was the call to Petey Green. Petey out there, if you're listening, feel free to call in 858-815-2333. Once again, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. I'll try to give one more call a little bit later during the broadcast, but I will go ahead and play a song for you now. I'll play Miss PG's song with King BIZ, Vodka Night, and then I'll probably read my story for y'all. So please enjoy this next song. It's a lot of fun.
Track Slammer. Hey!
It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me right. It's a cushion side, it's pushing you to super high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me suicide. The rock got me rock, ready to go inside.
It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me right. Take a cushion side, it's pushing you to super high. Take your clothes off, slow, you can come inside. It's a rock, got me hot, stay on top and ride.
It's gone, so it's on. Treat that pussy cat up with my dog bone. Awesome, describes every song. Made by the king, I'm the one that you should call on. When you need that heat, cause I got it, man. I make them bounce in the club like karate dance. I talk face, the flow out of here. Step up in the booth, I got the juice, no water, man. My bitch, why? Her friend, land. Black, freaky female. They be a fan. They be going down when I be upset. So I watch them like a flick while I blow my square. Yeah. It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me wild. It's a cushion side, it's pushing you be super high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me suicide. The rock got me rock, ready to go inside.
It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me right. It's a cushion side, it's pushing you be super high. Take your clothes off, slow, you can come inside. It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me right. You the only one that get me right. You know it stays wet and it's super tight. Let's have a rough, crazy, wild, and sexy night. Up and down, most you know you need this love potion. Once look in your eyes, I know you're mesmerized. These thick thighs got you fucking hypnotized. Yeah, I know I make your nails dry. Just lay back, baby, while I blow your mind. A chick better than me, yeah, I never find. You fell in love with my slow wine. No fucking grind, give it to me in real time.
It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me wild. It's a kitchen side, it's pushing you to super high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me suicide. Rock, got me rock, ready to go inside.
It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me right. Pink is good to start, it's pushing, you'll be super high. Take your clothes off, slow, you can come inside. Just a rock, got me hot, so you wanna stop and ride.
That was Vodka Night by Miss PG featuring King BIZ. They actually had a concert this past weekend on, well, yesterday, Saturday, out in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and I have heard that it was excellent, awesome, and all that good stuff. So I'm very happy to hear that. Jess had a great time, Jess at Naked Girls Radio, and she was filling me in on just how thrilling, pumping, throbbing, and excellent that it was. I wish I could have been there. Sometime in the future, I definitely plan to do so very, very, very soon. Okay, I'll go ahead and read my latest erotic short story. It will be in three parts. This is part one, and it was originally published this past Friday, September 7th, 2012, on my website, tolivinggrindnla.com. Okay, I'll go ahead and start now. I was having intimate relations with those gentlemen, Lana Soleil begins. And was this before, Fabian Hallworth pauses, or after you murdered them? Excuse me? Those 12 servicemen? The deceased? Those soldiers who were slaughtered as they slept in their army barracks? Lana snorts audibly, in spite of herself. You, the accused, you find all of this amusing, do you? Fabian Hallworth sneers menacingly, long and protractedly, embodying the well of fury he has undoubtedly incited. The maddening crowd has gathered to crow in macabre assembly at the feet of the fallen. Fabian pivots perfunctorily, swiveling half-mast in his firm, shiny black crocodile loafers. He positions himself forebodingly in front of the triers of fact. Leaning in paternalistically, he squares his back to shield the people from the face of this diabolical entity, this amoral enemy of all things pure, just, and measured. The absence of sound is deafening, yet, despite any sign of provenance, a cruel draft gradually appears to take hold and swirl about omnisciently, mingling amidst the stiflingly hot inferno. The slight breeze encapsulates the staid pallor of the Halls of Judgment in welcome contrast against the relentless sun on this scorching August afternoon. Would you like to explain for us here today exactly what, pray tell, you find humorous in regards to the charges of willful, premeditated homicide, Miss Soleil? Or do you wish to continue to make an absolute mockery of this court? No, sir, Lana counters. I would like only to make one thing unabashedly clear, and that is all. Lana proffers without reserve. I find you absolutely beyond belief. Lana stares straight ahead, looking directly into the statesman's parched face and blonde coif, trimmed to exacting precision. Lana mentally traces the outline of Fabian's sharpshooting, piercing blue-green eyes, leading her visual study slowly down from the tip of his ruggedly handsome profile. She trails along the tip of his pious Roman nose to the proud jet of his Adam's apple on display. She works her way back up, right between the triangle of his profile. She peers once again into the eyes of her fate, which have hardened and narrowed into iron-fisted slits and closed off his insides. Fabian is hooded. Imperceptible to the uninitiated, it has become apparent to Lana that the veil of Fabian's mastery will remain in play, perhaps a while longer. She relishes the challenge. Lana's flippant disposition attracts sharp, incessant whispers throughout the courtroom as she continues to meet the glare of the contemptuous crowd, nonplussed. She relaxes her shoulders, parts her lips, and smiles with false modesty, like a maiden in a meadow, not the shameful repose of the damned. Lana holds the same soft smile until the room is hushed once again, then stops. Lana elongates her spine and winks haughtily. Naturally, Fabian announces broadly in her direction as he turns to face her once again, positioning his body in direct proximity to her elevated position on the witness stand. Naturally, he repeats evenly as the heat of his escalating anger begins to give rise to an involuntary stiffening of his junior member. Fabian clears his throat uncomfortably, mid-stride, struggling to retain a semblance of civility, restraint, and undefiled impotence. Fabian has kept the public transfixed up to this juncture, their collective fury hanging on to his every syllable of condemnation, divine utterance. His sudden pauses, growls, bellows, his every inflammation, intonation, and glittering generality, dazzling and mesmerizing. Fabian's spell is finely measured, ravenous, meticulous, and intoxicating. But now, if he could only look away. In one fortuitous meeting of the eyes, he is becoming undone. He is preparing to resume his living theater exposition. Until this instant, this had been otherwise old hat. Fabian is intending to provide a good finish, but not quite like this. As Lana's lids, etched in onyx, began to lower slowly over her golden brown eyes, her attention is drawn down towards Fabian's midsection. Her eyes start back up reflexively, dancing and full of impish surprise. She erupts, devolving compulsively into a hushed, raspy, girlish giggle that hastens into a feverish pitch. Lana can no longer contain her composure. Her golden brown breasts rise and fall in perfectly sculpted unison, each nipple becoming increasingly erect at the center of each mound of full, well-rounded flesh beneath her plain, loosely flowing peach blouse. Lana's mouth, inherently full and rose-colored, forms into a tightly wound circle as she allows each throaty, seasoned peal of laughter to escape her lips, unbridled. The long, thick curls of her auburn-tinted mane are thrust forward as she gives into the whims of her fit of pathological merriment. Fabian can hear the startled cacophony of the masses buzzing incessantly behind him. He can feel the weight of the curious glances of the jury across from him, the whispers swimming in waves of flurry as his head swells, making all things incongruous, absurd, and out of the realm of his control. Fabian dares not display the betrayal of his own manhood, this inexplicable stirring of vulgarity and passion, this lustful, wicked, animalistic urge to shove his seed right down deeply into Lana's pagan belly. Anything to wipe that sick, sadistic grin off her pretty little face. Whatever it would take to turn that raucous body laughter into a riotous scream of release. Fabian's hands tighten painfully, accommodating his appetite. His thighs give way to the gatherings of beads of sweat and splendor. The Honorable Claudius Rutherford Napoli interjects, beating his gavel furiously from way up high. Enough, Napoli affirms brusquely, looking pointedly at Fabian Holworth. Lana jumps in her seat at the culmination of this intensity. Her overt derision has at least momentarily run its course. Fabian will remain immobile, ready, steady, flushed, swollen, mute. That is enough for today, the Honorable Napoli concludes. the end of part one. Yes, part two and part three will be headed your way shortly. Will be published on theliveandgrindmla.com, and I will read them for you live as they are completed right here on Playtime with Sandra Radio. Here's a song for you now. Please enjoy. It's called You Make Me Fly by Artur Berengalen.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.